There was an idea to bring together a group of remarkable MCP players to see if they could give something more to the community. The Christmas Present Initiative. Over the holidays, we'll be providing what we are calling the 18 Days of Christmas. We will bring on a different guest every single episode to talk about a different affiliation. And we're going to start off this one with Jacob with Art and Avengers.
Hello and welcome to another of our Christmas episodes. This time, the present we have for you to unwrap is an Avengers-themed present. And the person we've asked is Art Dyart. Hey Art, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good. Right. I want to start off, I like to start these asking, how do Avengers go about winning? And I realize this might be a long question, but what's the game plan?
Well, the thing that I really went for with this list is I can go very hard on like objective control MVP mode, or very hard on like going aggressive and attrition mode. So I have a couple of characters that are definitely in there for when I want to go for scenario wins, and a couple of characters that are more there for just beating up my opponent.
Okay. That's interesting then. So do you have, I guess we'll go to crises first then, because mm-hmm. that kind of, I think the crises show kind of your hand in what your game plan is. So let's have a look at what you've chosen there and see whether that jives with what you've just been saying. So what have you gone for? Let's do extracts first.
Fear grips, so hammers, Wakandan herbs, and Montessi formula.
Okay, so the herb, that's a strong attrition play card. I can totally see that. Fear grips, why have you taken that for this roster?
Well, Avengers have something special. Well, Steve Avengers have something very special they can do turn one with Ancient One, and that other lists can. So I really want to go for the middle, grabbing a middle objective. And hammers have two middle line objectives. And Montessi also has one, so that's more the reason I went with that. And I don't really particularly like the cubes or spider infected, so I went with Montessi and hammer grips.
Well, I can't not ask about that jank play. Talk us through the ancient one in interaction with the leadership.
Yeah, you of course have like Angela and Amazing Spider-Man to grab a middle objective with their long move and long move back, which is a five threat character that can do that, which is pretty good. It's been pretty consistent and all. But with Steve Avengers, you can do that with a four threat with the Ancient One. She generates two power. She has a two power place for herself within two, which is costs only one with Steve, which is great. She can then do a medium move towards the middle line, grab the objective, and then move medium back. It's not like a long move back, but I think it's more than enough.
Yeah, definitely.
Still, it's really safe.
That'll get you back onto like a BE secure or something. Yeah, for sure.
And it leaves you with more threat to build. So it's a four threat doing that instead of a five threat. And she has some long range attacks and stuff, so she can get into the fight better than I think Angela can, for instance.
Do you still run that play if you don't have priority?
On how much you can, because there are two. So depending on what the opponent brings, of course.
So what's your other one? So you've got Ancient One on one flank. Who goes on the other flank? Or do you deploy her in the middle and she can get to either? I haven't done that.
No, she can't go to either. That's not possible.
So you put Ancient One on one side. If I grab that hammer first, then maybe that doesn't play so well.
I can do Voodoo or Black Cat if I really want to go for objectives, or I can go Zemo or Planter if I want to bring you down. Because they can, if you grab it and you can't move back, so if you don't have the Angela or Angela Toad or whatever, anyone that can grab it quite safely, if you just grab it and stay there, you're bait for either Zemo or Panther or Voodoo or Black Cat if I want to hunt you down and go for the PPs.
Okay, so yeah, you talked about some attrition pieces earlier. Zemo definitely fits into that attrition mold. Mm-hmm. Is that how you're seeing Black Panther as well?
Black Panther is very flexible. He's just tanky. And actually, he can fit both roles pretty well. Getting the full rerolls for one is pretty good. Or turn one, long move, pounce, and make a strike. It's a lot more aggressive than most characters can bring, doing a pounce and a strike. And then again, he has the automatic push. So he fits both lists pretty well.
Okay, we kind of segued here into characters. You talked a lot about characters, which is fine. Yeah. So I guess we'll round out the roster and then come back to Secures. Because we haven't really talked about any Avengers yet. We've talked about Ancient One, Zemo, Black Cat. I guess Voodoo's an Avenger.
Yeah,
so we've got a couple of Avengers in there at least so far. But do you have like a core that you like when you're running Captain America's leadership?
I always bring Sam.
Really? Okay, you bring Sam under
Sorry?
You bring Sam under Steve's leadership.
Yeah. Turn one charge or airlift is just so good. The vibranium shield also makes him a lot more tanky if he can do it for one power. He's not the tankiest character in the world, but like he can do two shield throws turn one, and that's the kind of lead you can really win games off. Like getting a couple of pushes or getting so much power back for it. It's such good value.
Yeah, and he can stay really safe as well, because he can charge up, throw a shield, maybe get a ricochet, and then move back to safety.
Yeah, for instance.
A pretty low risk to round one play.
Yeah.
Yeah, seems good. What other Avengers are you packing in there then?
Iron Man.
Uh-huh.
All-round pick. Quite some good damage with the two pretty cool tactic cards. And hitting that wild push with six dice turn one is more likely to happen than not. So I kind of like him for that. He can push any size as well, which is really great. There's a must push, which sometimes can bite you, but overall it's pretty good.
Again, if you don't want to push them, then often you can, because you're normally move attacking, and so you can move to a position where you can get a bit of backstopping maybe. Don't go the full distance you want them to go.
If they go to the middle line, I can attack them. If not, then yeah, maybe next round. Or there are a couple other things you can do with ricochet blast and stuff like that. We'll come back to that.
You haven't got a two threat yet. Who do you like in that slot?
A bullseye.
Okay, that's interesting. If you've got a solid two threat in affiliation who can make use of Avengers Assemble, why does Bullseye edge out Black Widow for you?
Just the damage potential, the range. There is a particular new crisis secure that's really good for Avengers, and Bullseye fits that perfectly. Not only that, Black Widow doesn't really benefit from Steve's leadership. The Counter-Strike is fine, but she doesn't really spend power that well anyway. And then he can have hit and run and parting shot one cheaper, which is really great. So he just fits better. I think I have more than enough Avengers with the six I run. So I think I can... I have more than enough flexibility, not need the two in my affiliation.
Yeah. And I guess everyone you've picked that's unaffiliated has great synergy with Steve's leadership.
Yeah.
You know, Black Cat getting reduction, Zemo. That's like back to Corset days. Steve under Cap's leadership. Yeah, Zemo under Cap's leadership. That's good. We know that's good. So do you ever play Sam's leadership in this roster then?
Never. It's there for a bait maybe, and for style strategy, which we'll come back to later.
Okay, cool. And so there's one more roster slot. You said you've got six Avengers. Who's your sixth Avenger?
Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
It's probably the one I'm doubting the most, because there are so much good spots, and I really wanted one 5 or 6 threat.
If only Avengers had a good 6 threat in affiliation.
I've been running with Hulk, but I rarely put him on the table. He kind of needs a lot of support in either with Hood or Doctor Strange, I feel, to boost his defense dice with the full rerolls, and both they can heal him pretty well. And you really want Patchup, which is I'm pretty sure Patchup is inferior over like. I like Medpack so much better than Patchup, but for Hulk, you kind of need Patchup.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I have him in my list, and I rarely ever play him. He's great, but he's so hard to field against so many lists.
Yep. I think, and people are going to be gunning for him. People are going to have a Hulk out, whatever that might be.
Yeah. I had some great success with Hulk, and I really like him. He's definitely a viable model, but Avengers, like, I can name 30 or 40 characters that are viable with Steve leadership.
Yeah, so for sure.
It's like, yeah, you can run anybody with a two-cost active superpower and a two-cost reactive, like Venom, like so many characters out there that are great, and I I can't really afford to run them. Because there's not in there, they don't fit the game plan, or like somebody else is better.
Okay, let's pick up on the loose thread from earlier. What's the new secure crisis that you really like for Avengers?
The superpowered scoundrels. The cover objective.
So why do you think it's such a great fit for Avengers, particularly under Steve?
The double shield throw ignores cover. You have Bullseye that can ignore cover. You have Iron Man homing rockets that ignore cover. Helios laser ignores cover. Just ignoring the cover is just great.
Well, and being able to benefit from it yourself.
Yeah.
You're pretty teched out on ignoring cover there. Yep, I can see that. And then you play Zemo, who's arranged to attack.
Zemo and Planter just go in your face and ignore the cover that way.
Ancient ones arranged to attack. I can see that. What about the other two then?
Gamma waves and intrusions open across the city.
Okay, so let's do the spicy one. Why gamma?
If you really want to go to centerline attrition, and except for crimes, even against crime synth, I don't have that much problems. I can if you go to the middle line and you don't give it to me, I can do so much damage turn one that other lists can't, just because of the Steve reduction. So the way I try to win my games is with Steve, you have the turn one advantage because you just can do stuff others can't, in either going for VPs or going going very aggressive with like Zemo Panther, Sam Charge, all the cheap charges, hidden runs, Friday AIs, all that kind of stuff. And I really want to try and win off that lead. So going early, getting extra power of my attacks, getting extra damage in while not taking that much myself, that's the way I want to try to win the game. And then with Gamma, you can ignore the middle one. Sure, I'll take it. But it's either two VPs or I can get some early aggression in, which I really like. Even against Crime Syndicate, I have also quite some control to do damage and also can push you back.
Yep, okay. And the other one, Intrusions, why pick that over, say, Demons?
I think they're both fine. I really like the teleporty thing. I think it's a high skill cap to like know when to do it, when to not. I think I like it just a bit more. I'm quite a bit bored of Demons. And characters like Steve really hate the incinerates. Voodoo is immune, but like I have a couple of pretty tanky characters that I really don't want to get incinerated, and that they are usually my point holders. So I'd rather not get the incinerate over. Yeah. Like they're both slow objectives, and I'd rather have like the more centralized line that I can. It feels a little bit more spread out than all in this middle line. It's more the spread out line. And I can think, I think Avengers are better in that kind of game than most are affiliations. So I try to win off that.
Yep.
Have more of an advantage.
That makes sense. Let's hit some tactics cards then. You've mentioned a couple of Iron Man ones. So yep. Let's talk about them and how ridiculous they are.
They're pretty cool. they're a really good way to take out all the models. I not usually run both. It's just too expensive.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Let's dig into that. So which one do you tend to prefer then? So we're talking about Ricochet Blast and Helios Laser.
Helios Laser against like the things like Dormammu, Thanos, the really big health, expensive characters that you really, really want to throw all the dice. And Ricochet Blast, like the regulars, 5-6 health characters with 4 defense dice, you just want a one shot with your 9 dice full rerolls.
Okay. I mean, is there not an argument to take both, that you use one on turn 2 and the other one on turn 3, let's say, and just remove a character from the board that way?
I have not done that, but it's definitely a decent option. I think for lower threats, it's also pretty good.
Yeah. So if you've only got a few models on the table, then the impact of removing one of those models is much higher.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you want to go next on tactics cards?
Avengers Assemble. Always take it. It's probably one of the best cards in the game. It's up there with Wakanda Forever. Not more to say, I think.
I think so.
Field Dressing Med Pack. Just focus on attrition, staying alive. Like characters like Black Panther, when you met back then, it feels really gross. Indomitable should be restricted. Great card. Everybody should run it. Birds of Prey. It's another... I sometimes bring Birds of Prey and Ricochet Blast. And like, if I go against Sam, like the semi-mirror, I really like to Ricochet Blast, kill, daze him, and then next turn, Birds of Prey kill him. Like the 2-7 die full rerolls, try and take him out really early in the game. So that's why I run both the copies.
Okay.
I think Birds of Prey is a little bit cheaper for what it does than Helios Laser.
So it looks like you've got some more slots to fill there. So what, what have we got to round out the tactics cards?
Versatile strategies. If I picked like something like Herbs and the other opponent went with Demons Downtown and it's like a really slow scoring game, that's more like a slugfest at really high attrition, I tend to use Steve's Leadership for like two turns, get the advantage for the cheaper stuff, getting my list rolling, and then afterwards you don't really need that much power that often anymore, and then switch to Sam's Leadership for the conditioning removals of like the incinerates and stuff.
Yeah, and if you think about where they're likely to be on the board, it's more likely that Steve's going to be in the middle where he's going to be coming under fire and taking bodyguarding for people.
Yeah.
And Sam's more likely to be hanging back, so you're probably going to lose Steve before you lose Sam.
It's like for the slow attrition mirrors where my opponent has a list that can do a bunch of conditions, I play versatile strategy.
A couple more spare then.
The two Scarlet Witch cards.
Okay.
The Mutants and the Winds of Chaos.
And do you find there's ever a time you want to play both?
I actually do. But like it's on like Gamma or Demons only.
And then, it's probably on a higher threat as well if you're getting Scarlet Witch in there.
Yeah, when I don't take Iron Man, for instance, and bring her, and I don't really, I lose the two cards from Iron Man and I'll maybe bring her both her, but rarely I pick one or the other.
That's interesting. So you kind of see her as if you've got a build you like, and then you want to build two threat high, you take out Iron Man and put in Scarlet Witch, and then
for instance,
okay.
For instance, if it depends on what my opponent plays. If it's like a low VP scoring match and I really want the attrition, she's pretty aggressive.
Also going to go down probably easier than Iron Man. I don't know, I haven't done the math on that, but that's my gut feel is that Iron Man is tankier than Scarlet Witch.
Oh, yeah, probably. But more, she does a lot more damage.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. And I guess you haven't got much in the way of terrain throws. Voodoo's got a throw, hasn't he? But otherwise, Witch is your only terrain throw? Is that right?
Yeah, terrain throw only, Witch.
Yes. So you're not going to be making much use of that resource on the board.
No. Okay. Not at all.
An interesting point, more than the criticism. Right. So I guess I want to dig in a little bit because we had you on the Danger Room to talk about Sam a while back.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Sam now? Made all the top fours in season 6, but I've heard a lot of people saying that under the new system, under the new crisis picking system, Sam's nowhere near the threat that he was. What's your take on it?
I think it's still a fairly good list. I think I never thought it was like that gross as everybody said it was. It was definitely top tier. It's probably still pretty top tier. I think a lot of the people who played it are just a little bit like, moving on, something new, all the new cool changes, I want to try something new. And I see that I kind of did that myself. I went back with Steve, which is probably the model I played the most of all the models in the game. Sam is still great. I think he shines in Steve as well. Obviously, that's why I run him even with the first strategy. Going a list with full Sam still is really, really strong. Don't underestimate it. It's maybe a little bit more in line with everything else, but I think losing all you've got is definitely hurting them a little, but it's still definitely top tier. I think just a little bit more interesting with building lists with Steve. So that's why I went with Steve.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, you know, if you want to build a SAM list, it's not difficult. There's some really good SAM lists out there. So I think you did a wise thing building a Steve list. And it's interesting that Sam's in there and you've got the option of playing Sam as leadership. But looking at the characters you've picked, it's really not teched to be a SAM roster. It's definitely not
at all
a roster. I mean, Iron Fist would be an obvious one that's missing. I think he's in most SAM lists. And he would be great for, you know, turn one plays with the Avengers Assemble, but you've got that. An even better version using Ancient One. So some nice tech there. Maybe that's the Easter egg in this present. Cool. We have a couple of Christmassy questions just to round out. So first one, what is the gift that AMG's given Avengers this year that you're most pleased about?
I really want to say Steve with the rework, but it has to be Sam. he single-handedly put Avengers from, like, nobody played them, D-tier. I think they were fine-ish, but Steve was definitely an anchor holding them back, dragging them down the ocean. Sam is just... I never see an Avengers roster without him. Even with or without him as a leader, he's just such a good tree threat.
Yep.
So definitely have to say him.
What's on your affiliation Christmas list for the future then?
Avengers already has so much. That's
yeah. How about a fourth leader? I think you probably need another one before most affiliations get a second one.
Mm. I could see some of they just announced Shield, right? So maybe some cool crossover there. With like Nick Fury, maybe in effect. Yeah, he doesn't really feel like an Avengers character. Maybe a second Steve Rogers, more of like, maybe a second Steve.
See, I think actually my answer for this, if I'm thinking what my wish list would be for Avengers, is actually a fourth leader, and it would be a Tony Stark Civil War leader. So you can have a proper Steve versus Tony Civil War matchup with a leadership on both sides.
Yeah, I don't. We just got Hulkbuster, right? So
yeah, I guess you could do that, but Hulkbuster didn't really fit the Civil War, but I guess that works.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. Maybe you're so in such a good place with Avengers, you don't need presents. You got so many presents this year. You're all presented out. No presents.
Like, they're always like the weird characters, right? Like Stephen Strange should be an Avenger. Peter Parker should be an Avenger. Black Bolt should be an Avenger. Like. Those kind of characters that kind of bug me that are not in Avengers, but I can understand having every single character in Avengers.
Gotcha. Doubling the Avengers affiliation list. Gotcha.
Even more.
That's what you want. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Seems fine. Okay. Santa has many elves helping him. Who is your affiliation's unsung hero you cannot live without and maybe doesn't get enough credit?
Not enough credit. That's got to be the hard part. Black Panther, actually. People like Sam is great, but I tend to bring Cap, both Caps and Black Panther in almost all my games. He's great in Wakanda, but then in Steve, with like he meets that power quite well, and then now he can do turn one, move, pounce, do a strike, which he can gain some power off. Do full rerolls a lot more often on start of turn two, get some more strikes in, get a pounce from one of, like he just synergizes so well, and I think his aggressive turn one start as well just wins so many games, and it's not a model you expect, but also you can just put him on a flank, and he will tank it out more often than not.
Yeah, against him. Yeah.
Like maybe I don't play him against Convocation, of course, but like then I'll bring Voodoo, right?
Your Ancient One.
Yeah, both probably.
Yeah.
Or good. Even Zemo. Zemo's great against Mystics. Four dice in a reroll. Cool. You have Wanda, like more than enough options.
Great. Well, have you got any closing thoughts on the Avengers?
I think I built like since the Steve rework, I built like six different Steve lists, and there's so many cool, good characters. try and invent your own cool roster. I really tried letting so many different characters work. You can, like, some on the top of my head, like Luke Cage is great, Venom is great, Gamora is great, Ebony Maw is great, Ghost Rider. There's so many cool characters you can really have some really good synergy with Steve, and go ahead and make your own fun, cool, strong list. With this list, I went with the combination of attrition and VP focus, so very VP-minded list that can also go in a high attrition mode. But there are so many cool lists that you can trick your opponent with. You can do so many cool stuff turn one.
Yeah. Personal favorite of mine is Loki under Steve's leadership.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Loki Space Jam even is insane.
Ooh, hadn't even thought of that. That's,
yeah,
that's
Space Jam for one.
Yeah, seems good.
Yep.
Maybe that's your new five in place of Wonder.
Oh, if I have to say, if Drop-Off was not banned, I would definitely play Loki and Thor in Avengers. You can keep them together. You can do sibling rivalry. It was so great. I used it season two. I lost against Pat in the, I think, the top eight then, but so good.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for taking the time out, and happy holidays.
You too, man. Thanks for having me.